Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Last Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Practicing, where we're talking about the art of becoming more like Jesus, and we're learning how to look and live our lives to be more like Christ. And in this series, we've looked at so many different practices, and kind of the idea behind all of them is that these are things that are part of the rhythm of our faith journey, things that some we might do daily, some we might do hourly. But some of the things might be periodically. And this past week, we looked at the idea of Sabbath and rest. And I want to read a verse to you from Matthew 11, 28. It says this, "Come to me, all who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The context of that passage, Jesus has been kind of in a difficult situation where John the Baptist is in prison. He's sending word to Jesus that, hey, are you really the Messiah? Jesus answers him basically, blessed are you who doesn't fall away on account of me. Basically telling John, look, John, you know who I am, but I'm not getting out of prison. And John was struggling. He was emotionally struggling because he was in prison. Then Jesus goes on to tell everyone that John the Baptist is the greatest man born among women, that this is, anyone less than the kingdom of God, this is the greatest man ever born. And you can see he's lamenting here. He starts talking about, the different cities that in and around Jerusalem and Galilee where he had done miracles, and they didn't repent. They didn't turn to him. And he's lamenting the whole thing. He's saying, woe to you, Chorazin and Bethsaida. And he's just upset that and lamenting that they didn't turn to him. And then in the middle of this, he starts to pray and talk to the Father. And then he reads, that verse is what we read. The next thing, he's saying, come to me, all you who are heavy laden and weary, for I will give you rest. It's very interesting. In the midst of this emotional moment, he turns to us, to all of us, and says, come to me, you who are weary. He's given us an invitation to rest. Rest is a gift from God. When we think about Sabbath, traditionally, Sabbath means we stop working. We take a day to honor God and we stop our work. That was given all the way back in Exodus 20, 8 through 11 as part of the Ten Commandments, where he tells us, to keep the Sabbath day holy. And the origin of all that goes all the way back to Genesis 2, verses 1 through 3, where he talks about on 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested. And he kept that holy. He rested from his work. So when you think about it, was God tired? Was he worn out? Did he run out of ideas? Did he just need a breather? And the answer, of course, is no. But he was resting from what he was doing. He was taking time to say, look, I'm done with that. And I'm going to take a break. And then he commands us in the same way to take a break from our work. And that would have really kind of flown in the face of a lot of cultures where you work 7 days a week, and honestly kind of flies in the face of our culture where we're constantly trying to produce for ourselves. Whether it's work or more, we're just constantly trying to make things better and constantly striving to achieve. But he's telling us to rest. It's an invitation to stop striving. I think that, the kind of the working definition of Sabbath was that it's a practice of resting physically and spiritually by placing our trust in God's provision for our lives. And it goes against the intuition of us that we tend to think God's going to be happy with us if maybe it's we keep all these practices. Maybe if we start doing more of the practices, maybe we eliminate some sin from our life, or maybe we share the gospel more and we serve more, we give more, we write more checks. We oftentimes, I think, intuitively think, man, I've just got to do this because then God will be happy with me. Maybe he'll even bless me if I just do a little bit more. And yet, God commands us to rest. Take an entire day to just trust in his provision, that he can do more in our lives when we work 6 days than us trying to do for ourselves in seven. God, help us to learn to rest in you. To train our minds to trust in you and trust in your provision, that you have something you're inviting us into that's important, not just for us, but you know, even for those who watch us, that we learn to trust in you with our work, with our provision, with our finances, with our bodies. Lord, help us to be obedient in resting in you. Teach us to trust. We ask that in your Son's holy name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on and talk to the Lord about the way that you've been practicing Sabbath. And is there a step you need to take? So talk to him about that before you move on. Well, till next time, God bless.